I'm Bruce Cameron, and I welcome you with open arms to Come All Ye Today, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE. Today, a featured album from Denmark. A lot of good music comes out of Denmark, you may have noticed, if you're a regular listener to this program. First track today, however, not from Denmark, but from Madagascar. Called the Rakoto Fra two-step, played by Rakoto Fra, and he was 70 when he recorded that, but that was more than 30 years ago, so I don't know that he'd be playing flute these days. The Malagasy flute called the Sodina, and a group he established called Tarika Rakoto Fra recorded a bit, and he became quite well known, but only in Madagascar. Mr. Fra, and apparently he wrote over 500 songs. There you go. From an album called A World Out of Time, put together by Henry Kaiser and David Lindley. You can go and look them up. They're both reasonably well-known musicians, or were reasonably well-known musicians. A whole bunch of stuff recorded in Madagascar and released on the Shanaki label. Interesting indeed. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next is a track from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys called The Close Shave.
Come gather round your diggers all who work the gold fields rare. Your silver trick was played on me and it's caused me to despair. I went to town the other day, my precious gold to trade. And there I met a pretty maid who did my heart betray. Her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. We went into a public house and there we did imbibe. Both whiskey and some porter and dressed dreadful stuff besides. And then she asked me up to bed, to which I did agree. But truth be told, I fell asleep soon as I hit the sheets. Her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue. Hair as yellow as a gold she stole from me and you. When I awoke next morning, no trousers could I find. But scattered all around the room were women's clothes so fine. My jacket, shoes and gold was gone, and all that's left behind was a women's dress, a yellow wig and a shaving kit, not mine. Her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue. Hair as yellow as a gold she stole from me and you. Why did she need a wig? Why did she need to shave? Suddenly it hit me in a fit of blinding rage. My pretty maid's a man, I cried, thanks be I fell asleep. For I'd rather lose a bag of gold than wake up with that creep. Her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue. Hair as yellow as a gold she stole from me and you. Venturing the streets again, I cautiously inclined. I had a shave, put on the wig and wore the dress so fine. And as I walked along the street, a digger gave a wink. So I thought of all the gold he had and I offered him a drink. Her lips were red as roses, her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair is yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Now you may think it's sinful, oh, you may think it bold, to take advantage of the lads who struggle for the gold. It's easy putting on a dress and drinking whiskey neat, but leave a shaving kit behind when they are fast asleep. Her lips are red as roses, her eyes are deep sky blue. Her hair is yellow as a gold she stole from me and you. Yes, her lips are red as roses, her eyes are deep sky blue. Hair as yellow as a gold she stole from me and you.
A song called The Close Shave by Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. And on a rather different theme, this is a song called Lad of Lovely Hair, originally from the Hebrides in Western Scotland, sung by Flora McNeil. But here it crops up on an album by Graham and Eileen Pratt. And it's a story of a pregnant girl's loyalty to her faithless lover.
You've left me in despair.
Yep, look out for those lads with lovely hair. Don't worry, you're perfectly safe around me, because I don't have lovely hair. Graham and Eileen Pratt, they live in Sheffield. They don't perform anymore. They did for over 40 years, but these days Graham Pratt runs a couple of community choirs, I think, in Sheffield. Eileen Pratt doesn't. So, a couple of tracks now from a family group from Donegal, Na Muinis. They are the Moonies. So, who's in here? We have siblings. I think there are siblings. Maybe there's a cousin in there. Kieran, Anna, Geroid and Mairead. Mairead O'Meany or Mairead Ní Muiní, quite well known, and the others are as well. The males, of course, being O'Meanys, and Anna would be a Ní Muiní. Does that make sense? With them, in this set of tunes, we've got Kathleen Le Gowan playing concertina and Manus Lunny bouzouki. And I think I'll let them continue with a song called Wirasari, which sort of means His Lady and His King. Two tracks from the Moonies' self-titled album. Thank you.
fall. Well, I'm part even on the Ushachirna, well, the Shirio and his go fall. Nakua haram, not a woman's skin, and Gadi at on the week you were sealing, and then you went past Nani to house like the heinous whole well, is she to go? Is put apart any of Hamish and Gil, of God, the son for Haram Grandor, cut them all with you out of their home, they put you where one of the Scottish Iron. A chucky air ball, a riot, the toad, is by the full champ, a water of war, see it the sham with the scarch of the ram, she did it, she don't forget the score. Glory can send a horsey mahyun, a van, a dirt lump, so gargan, a hind balls, can a skin ball, a wicky wee young, snan all the chirp, and the tap on your good jaw. The bonny gassem go forshin, a ringe, dick brave, in the givrins, my van, so can jaw, when the set of his lump, she's fairy, a shrinch, then wash a chee lump, and foot the teal boy. Away you sally, come out in the mare, away, no part, there we be taught, waiting for thee. Well, the Sharia, I need to go on.
Family group called the Moonies. First of all, set of tunes, John Doherty's, Frankie Kennedy's and the Limerick Lasses, fine set of reels. Then Awira Suri, His Lady and His King. The middle of the three reels, Frankie Kennedy's, is named after Mairead Nimuini's husband, Frankie Kennedy, who passed away at a ridiculously young age of 38 from a rather vicious cancer. They, those two, Mairead and Frankie, played music together for a long time and formed the group Altan, who have been heard on this and most other folk music programs for many years. The other tunes, John Doherty, I think, was from Donegal, as are the Moonies. And the third tune, the Limerick Lasses, well, you can work out where that comes from. You're listening to Come All Ye, and a group called the Top Floor Tavers join the program now. This is a group from Glasgow, an album called A Delicate Game. Claire Hastings, I think, will lead the charge on this one. A song composed by Leonard Cohen called Everybody Knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody knows when their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The Thursday. Everybody knows that the ship is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the father or the dog just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stick. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever. When you've done a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old man Joe's still picking, coming for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows.
Thank you, Leonard Cohen. Very prescient of him. Everybody Knows, a song sung there by Claire Hastings out front of a group called the Top Floor Tavers from Glasgow. Time for the featured album to make an appearance. It's called Alive by a group called Baltinget. They come from Denmark. They're an instrumental five-piece group with the melodies being provided by fiddle and accordion. Tove de Vries, she plays fiddle, and Jesper Vintner Pettersen, he plays accordion. There's guitar, double bass and percussion provided respectively by Klaus Ravensburg, Peter Sayerson and Jesper Falk. Played an earlier album of theirs, or actually it might have been a later album, can't recall. Track or two from them in the past, but we'll make it a feature album this week because there's a few good tracks that I'm happy to share with you. The first one comes from, it's a set of traditional dance tunes from Vendsyssel, which is in Denmark, as most of their material is drawn from Denmark, so no exception there, collectively called Kulitur. Dance music from Denmark by the group Bal Tinget from our featured album today on Come All Ye. It's called Alive. Slightly misleading because half the tracks were recorded in a studio. The other half were indeed recorded live in concert. That one, called Klitur, recorded in a studio, as you could probably tell. But very nice it was. Now, Hildebrand, gone but not forgotten, spent the last few years of his life, or the last quarter of his life, living in Victoria. Here he is from an album he recorded with his partner, Joy, an album called Still a Memory Living, that he was encouraged to put together with by Greg O'Leary, his longtime musical buddy, and Greg's partner, Helen Cahoon. So this particular song, called The Morning of 1845, was collected in Indiana, not by Hildebrand, but by somebody else a long time ago. And the places, there are various places mentioned in it, and they're not from Indiana, they're from Pennsylvania.
I woke up one morning in 1845, thought myself quite lucky just to be alive. Harnessed up my old team, a business to pursue. Then I went to hauling coal like I used for to do. The alehouse being open, the whiskey flowing free. Soon as I drank one glass, another's filled for me. I only hauled but one load instead of hauling four. And I got so drunk at Chippin's Port, couldn't haul no more. Dragged my saddle across my back, staggered to the barn. Saddled up my gray mare, thinking it no harm. Jumped on her back and I rode off so still that I scarcely drew a breath till I came to Laurel Hill. My father fast pursued me, rode both night and day. Must have had a pilot or else he'd lost his way. Looked in every hole and corner, stopped at every light, till his old gray locks was wet with the dew of the night. I have an honest comrade, his name I will not tell. He asked me if I'd go downtown with him to cut a swell. And after much persuasion with him I did agree. And we went off to a tailor shop, some fiddlers for to see. Up step four young ladies, ready for the dance. Up step four young gentlemen, all in advance. The fiddlers being willing, their arms are being strong. I danced around at Laurel Hill at least 4 hours long.
Slightly odd song called The Morning of 1845 by Hildebrand. His accent will tell you that he came not from Victoria, but indeed from the Midwest. I think he came from Iowa originally, but he lived in various places around the world. At one point lived in Sweden and learned to speak Swedish, I think. He was married to a Swedish woman, but came out here. The Convict's Lamentation next. This is the Melrose Quartet. This was a featured album a while ago as well. It's called Make the World Anew. The members of Melrose Quartet are James Fagan and Nancy Kerr, and another couple, Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, who play fiddle and melodeon. James and Nancy, well-known performers, heard often on this program. The Convict's Lamentation, this is a version of the song Moreton Bay, so you'll probably recognise bits of it.
Moreton Bay, transported from my native shore. And like Columbus in his circles sailing, left behind the girl that I adore. Through bounding billows that were loudly raging, like a mariner bold, my course did steer. Bound to Bermuda, my destination, till at length that harbour did appear. There we joined hands in congratulation for safe arrival from the briny waves. But I soon found out I was mistaken, for I was transported to Moreton Bay. There every morning, as the day was dawning, to trace from heaven that falling dew. Up we all started at a moment's warning, our daily labour for to renew. As I walked out one summer's morning, I paid no heed to where I took my way. I paid no heed to where I wandered. By Brisbane water I chanced to stray. In silent solitude and meditation, as I stood watching of the flowing tide, I spied a convict, he was loud complaining. The tears of anguish down his cheeks did glide, saying, I've been a prisoner at Port Macquarie in Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, in Castle Hill, likewise Toongabby. In all these places I have worked in chains, but in all those places of condemnation, each penal station in New South Wales, to Moreton Bay I can find no equal. Excessive tyranny each day prevails. Now I am bereft of all consolation, yet hope of liberty for me remains. I am behoved in tribulation, infused with misery by wearing chains. Yet I have once more fought to cross the ocean and leave this station called Moreton Bay, where many a man downright starvation now lies mouldering all in his clay. Like the Egyptians and ancient Hebrews, we were oppressed under Logan's yoke, till a native hunter lying there in ambush did give our tyrant his mortal stroke. Now, fellow prisoners, be exhilarated, your former sufferings though bear in mind, and when from bondage you are liberated, you will leave those tyrants far behind.
A song called The Convict's Lamentation. Very similar, of course, to the better-known song Moreton Bay. Came to us there from the Melrose Quartet. James Fagan, Nancy Kerr, Jess Arrowsmith and Richard Arrowsmith. Their album Make the World Anew. I must find out if they've released any more, because that was quite a good album. I enjoyed that, and I shared it with you as a featured album some time ago. Dougal Adams is a very fine flute player living these days in Australia, originally not from Australia, and Ormond Waters was quite a fine concertina player. I think he's gone to Ireland. They were both living, I think, in Perth when this was recorded, a set of tunes called Pigtown, The Crosses of Anna, and The London Lasses. Perth musicians, Dougal Adams playing flute and Ormond Waters playing concertina, with Ben Stevenson, I think, playing baron and probably guitar or bouzouki or something as accompaniment. They recorded one album together, Dougal Adams and Ormond Waters, called The Good Ear. He recorded, Dougal Adams, that is, recorded an album called The Free Wheeler with Ben Stevenson and Ado Barker. You've heard that on the program as well. Good musicians. An album called Purpose and Grace. Now, I'll play two tracks, and they're rather different because they don't feature the person whose name appears on the cover. It's ostensibly a Martin Simpson album, Purpose and Grace. He might play a little bit of guitar on these two tracks, but maybe he doesn't. First one's called Jamie Foyers. It's a song that sounds very traditional, but it was composed by Ewan McColl, It's going to be sung by Dick Gochan, a great Scottish folk singer who sadly doesn't perform anymore. And then a song called Strange Affair, which was composed by Richard Thompson, whose compositions appear frequently on this program. It's going to be sung not by him, not by Martin Simpson, but by June Tabor.
Far distant, far distant, lies fires the brave. Nay, true stone memorial shall have o'er his grave. For his bones to lie scattered on the red soil's plain. Young Jamie fires in battle slain. He's gone frae the shipyard that stands on the Clyde. His hammer lies idle, his tools laid aside. The windy broad river young fires has came to fight by the side of the people of Spain. There was nae his equal at work or at play. He was strong in the Union till his dying day. He was grand at the football, at the dance he was brought. A young Jamie Fires was the fleur of them all. He came home frae the shipyard, took off his working clothes. Oh, mind the time wheel in the lang summer's days. He said, think na lang, lassie, for I'll come back again. But young Jamie fights in battle slain. In the fight for Belchite, he was 18 before, and he fought the Gandesa till he could nae fight more. But he laid his machine gun wi' a bullet in his brain. Young Jamie Fires in battle was slain. Far distant, far distant, lies fires the brave. Neat tombstone memorial shall hallow his grave. For his bones they lie scattered on the rude soil's bend. Young Jamie Fires in battle was slain.
This is a strange affair. The time has come to travel, but the road is filled with fear. This is a strange. fair. My youth has all been wasted. I'm bent and grey with years, and all my companions are taken away. And who will provide for me against my dying day? I took my own provisions, but they fooled me and wasted away. Oh, where are my companions? My father, mother, lover, friend and enemy. Oh, where are my companions? They're prisoners of death, now taken far from me. Where are the dreams I dreamed in the days of my youth? They took me to illusion when they promised me the truth. What do sleepers need to make them listen? Why do they need more proof? This is a strange, this is a strange affair. To give me an answer, why is your heart so hard towards the one who loves you best? When the man with the answer has wakened you and warned you and called you to the test. Wake up from the sleep that builds like clouds upon your eyes. Win back the life you had that's now a dream of lies. Turn your back on yourself. If you follow, you win the lover's prize. This is a strange, this is a strange affair.
Oh yeah, this is a strange affair. Richard Thompson wrote that. June Tabor sang it. Martin Simpson played guitar behind June Tabor. From Martin Simpson's album called Purpose and Grace. Before that, guest vocalist on the album, Dick Gochen, singing the Ewan McColl song, Jamie Foyers. Another one from the featured album now. The album is called Alive, and half of the tracks are recorded live in concert, the other half in studios, but I'm assured that the band was alive at the time they recorded them. The group is Baltingit. This is a couple of reels from a collection of folk tunes supposedly from Denmark, and I'm sure they are from Denmark, but one of them very familiar on both sides of the Atlantic and in old-time music and in bluegrass, Irish music, all over the place. It's known as Fisher's Hornpipe. I think they're going to play it here as a reel. The title of the track is Real E F Og A. So I assume one of them is in the key of F, the other one is in the key of A. I haven't confirmed that, but I think that's probably what's going on. Featured album, Alive, by Baltinget from Denmark. From the featured album, which is called Alive, from the Danish group Baltinget. They don't give names for those reels, but that first one certainly is Fisher's Hornpipe. There we go, from the featured album. More from them in just a little while. I'll play now two tracks from the new Lost City Ramblers, who were very important in their day. Do you remember a song called England Swings, as in England swings like a pendulum do? Bobby's on bicycles two by two? Yes, maybe. If not, do you remember Trailer for Sale or Rent, Rooms to Let 50 Cent? Yes, Roger Miller composed both of those. Well, Roger Miller composed more than just almost novelty songs like those two. He composed one called Private John Q, which is designed to make you think. Have a bit of a think about Private John Q, as presented by the new Lost City Ramblers, and then we'll let them continue with definitely not so serious music. The cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. From an album called New Lost City Ramblers, Volume 2, 1963 to 1973.
And I see it in the television. Everybody's worried about a World War III. Here I am, a single boy, unemployed and everything. Somebody better stop and worry about me. Can't you just see me now, cheating up just out up to people all day through? Everybody seems to be worried about some another. Who's gonna worry about Private John Q? Sometimes I to get disheartened and trying to even think about it. Heaven knows it's hard to keep from letting it get me down. But I'll stand proud when everybody else will be here running helter skelter for the shelter on the ground. Can't you just see me now cheering up just down up to the bar all day through? Everybody seems to be worried about some other. Who's gonna worry about a private John Q? Boy used to sit and dream of traveling with lots of foreign countries and sightseeing tours. The way things look, better stop saving money, maybe go free, sponsored by a third world war. Can't you just see me now cheering up just down up to people all day through? Everybody seemed to be worried about some other. Who's gonna worry about the pilot John Q? Got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough, doggone. Oh, the cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. Doggone a man, let a woman be his boss, doggone my time. I thought I heard her rocking deep down in the ground, doggone. I thought I heard her rocking deep down in the ground. It must have been the devil chaining my good gal down, doggone my time. Looking and my teeth don't shine like pearls, doggone. I ain't good looking and my teeth don't shine like pearls. But I got what it takes to carry me through the cockeyed world, doggone my time. Oh, the cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough, doggone. Oh, the cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. Doggone a man, let a woman be his boss, doggone my time. Born in a lion's den, doggone. I ain't no devil, just born in a lion's den. Am a chief occupation, taking woman from the monkey men, doggone my time. Oh, the men don't like me just because I keep my side, doggone. Oh, the men don't like me just because I keep my side. But the women cry, papa, say they want to be my bride, doggone my time. Cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough, doggone. Oh, the cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. Doggone a man, let a woman be his boss, doggone my time.
Well, I don't know what it means either. New Lost City Ramblers, the cat's got the measles, the dog's got the whooping cough. Before that, Private John Q. Next track comes from an album which I procured from my colleague, fellow broadcaster here at 2MCE, Roger Hargraves, by the McDonald Sisters, who were a singing quartet, originally from England, but long-time resident and with family links back to the Western Isles of Scotland. An album came out called Joy of Clan Donald a long time ago, and on it were various Puig de Bell tracks, mouth music tracks, I'll give you one of them now. This is three tunes. Eviada, Shinaruda Hunami, and Kimaranimi and Dansa Jira. I think. I'm not going to try that again. Here are the McDonald sisters, and after that, a folk song.
Montana rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window, watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion that cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern, looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled a stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Well, this is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion, and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
It's a folk song, get over it. Willie Nelson and his interpretation of a song called The Red-Headed Stranger. He didn't write that. It was written by Edith Lindemann and Carl Stutz. And you know the story about that song, I suppose. It was, first of all, recorded in a very jolly rendition of an otherwise very black tale by Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith. And Willie Nelson was a DJ in Fort Worth back in the 1950s. He used to play it in the afternoons to children in the audience as a cradle song. And it occurred to him that maybe there's more to it than that. So he didn't rewrite it. He changed the tempo and the feel, and it still relied on the sequence of colours that Edith, what was her name? Lindemann. Edith Lindemann wrote about, red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, riding the raging black stallion, and behind him a bay, then the yellow-haired lady who ended up getting shot. I like the song. I think it's quite clever. Bleak, yes, but bleak can be good. Bleak can be good. Nothing wrong with bleak. If you're playing music on air, or if you're listening on your device through an app or whatever, the artists don't necessarily get paid a lot of money. A group called Windborne wrote a song about 0.4 cents a play. That's what they get when one of their songs is played.
My father was a folk musician. He used to sell LPs, cassette tapes in the 1980s, and later on CDs. I told him I'd take up his trade, but he looked at me to say, "It's very hard to work for just 0.4 cents a play. 0.4 cents a play, my friends, just 0.4 cents a play. It's very hard to work for just 0.4 cents a play." He said back in the good old days, the lines would all be long. As people queued to buy CDs, they formed a joyous throng. But now the music's all online, for discs they will not pay. My darling child, the times have changed, that's how it is today. For now they put the CDs down, and with a curious eye, they ask the dreaded question then, "Are you on Spotify?" And with a sigh we answer yes, but this we'd rather say, "It's very hard to work for just 0.4 cents a play. 0.4 cents a play, my friends, just 0.4 cents a play. It's very hard to work for just 0.4 cents a play."
At the cafe just down the street, they roast a tasty bean. I order up a cappuccino, it costs a thousand streams. And if I want to pay my rent, I'm very sad to say, it costs a quarter million streams at 0.4 cents a play. 0.4 cents a play, my friends, just 0.4 cents a play. It costs a quarter million streams at 0.4 cents a play. I have not come to tell you all that Spotify is bad. In fact, I sometimes stream some music while hanging out with Dad. But if I love an artist's songs, for their CD I'll pay, 'cause I know how hard it is to work for 0.4 cents a play. 0.4 cents a play, my friends, just 0.4 cents a play, 'cause I know how hard it is to work for 0.4 cents a play. 0.4 cents a play, my friends, just 0.4 cents a play. So support musicians because they're worth more than 0.4 cents a play.
So true, so true. A group called Windborn. The album is called Of Hard Times and Harmony. They are Lauren Brennig, Jeremy Carter-Gordon, Lynn Rowan and Will Rowan. They do play percussion and occasionally bits of stringed instruments and so on, but jew's harp seems to be the favourite instrument on some of the tracks. That one, of course, a cappella. Lauren Brennig writes, "When we perform this song in concert, we start by talking about its origins as a piece called Fourpence a Day, which laments the dismal working conditions and starvation wages in the lead mines of northern England." Not currently, this is in the past. The original lyrics talk of the washing rakes where young boys and disabled miners were put to work washing clay and gravel from the lead-bearing rocks. So a thoroughly miserable song. But then they realised, there's a resonance in this. So they rewrote it as 0.4 cents a play. So if you want a cup of coffee, it'll cost you cost you 1,000 plays. And to pay the rent was considerably more. Oh dear. Another track from the featured album called Alive by Bal Tinget from Denmark. I'll have a crack at this title. It's one very long word, and it's something like Four Lovels Rhinelander. It's one tune with a long name. Thank you. Yay, and the kids go wild. I'll try it again. For Lovell's Rhinelander. Yes, not an ancient tune, not a folk tune. It's composed by someone named Sigbjørn Aase, and they learned it from someone who got it from an old 78 record. So that kind of dates it a bit, doesn't it? The group Baltingit, I'll tell you once again, they are Tove de Vries, who plays fiddle, Jesper Winter Pedersen playing accordion, Klaus Ravenborg, guitar, Peter Sørensen, double bass, and Jesper Falk, percussion. They're from Denmark, and I like it. This is at least the second album of theirs that I have. There may be more on the horizon. I might go hunting for more of their music. Doc Watson now with a Jimmy Rogers song. Doc Watson calls it Anniversary Blue Yodel, but I think Jimmy Rogers called it Blue Yodel number 7. I could be wrong, but I think it's it.
I was a stranger passing through your town. I was a stranger passing through your town. I don't know what to do. The way you treat me, sweet mama, I hope you're lonesome too. Doodly, 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 doodly. When you see me walking, hear me talking down that railroad track. When you see me walking, hear me talking down that railroad track. You can bet your life, sweet mama, that I won't be coming back. Please, Mr. Brakeman, don't put me off your train. Please, Mr. Brakeman, don't put me off your train. It sure is cold, and it looks like it's going to rain. Doodly, 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 doodly.
One of the best flat pickers, I reckon, the late Doc Watson, and his interpretation of the Jimmy Rogers Blue Yodel number 7, which he called Anniversary Blue Yodel. Now, I was recently wandering through an op shop. Yes, I thought it was time to buy some new clothes. No. Wandering through an op shop and found a couple of CDs that were of interest. One of them, a very early album by the Wrigley Sisters. Now, the Wrigley Sisters come from Orkney, in the north of Scotland. And they recorded the album called Dancing Fingers in 1991... when they were maybe around 18 years old, these twins, Hazel and Jennifer. Jennifer playing fiddle, Hazel playing guitar and piano. And there's some interesting stuff there. It's rather unpolished, some of the tracks, but it's an album I didn't know existed, which is probably, I should say, I'd forgotten it existed because I didn't get around to procuring it. But I spent all of $1 and bought it just last week. We'll hear a couple of tunes. The Hinder Air Waltz and Speaking Fingers. Hinder Air Waltz is composed by someone called E. Wrigley. And if the E stands for Emma, then that's probably the older sister of the twins, Jennifer and Hazel. and Speaking Fingers, definitely composed by Jennifer Wrigley. They were born in 74 and recorded this album in 1991, so they could have even been 17 when they did this, and that's pretty impressive. Tunes from a very early album by the Wrigley sisters from Orkney. We heard the Hinderair Waltz and Speaking Fingers, an album from 1991 when they were little wee gaddles. Next, we'll hear from a singer from England, Holly Clark, doing most of the vocals on this. She plays guitar and sings. Merle Harbron also sings and plays fiddle. And Bertie Armstrong sings and plays banjo. Together they're called Holly and the Reavers. And this is the Three Danish Galleys.
Sailing to Porlock side, storming our way
Holly and the Reavers, Holly Clark, and a couple of Reavers, Merle Harbron and Bertie Armstrong, the rest of the band, with three Danish galleys. Enda Kenny, I haven't played a track by Enda Kenny for a while on the program. Here he is with Lindsay Martin, and they perform together. They have performed together off and on for a long time. I don't know whether they still do. They might, but they might not. Here's a song of Ender's called Heart Tattoo.
Have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name? Did they leave a mark inside of you? Will you ever be the same? Is the ink they left behind still running through your veins? Have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name? Somewhere love upon their sleeve, or on the fingers of one hand. Somewhere hate upon the other, somewhere a tribal band. Somewhere love like a second skin, they're naked when it's gone. Just a thing they leave behind, and then they carry on. Well, have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name? Did they leave a mark inside of you? Will thing is the ink they left behind. Still running through your veins. Have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name? It's not like those other graphs the stars might leave behind. Not like some engraving on a bracelet you might find. No monumental mason can carve it out in stone. When you've had your heart tattooed, it's yours and yours alone. Have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name? Did they leave a mark inside of you? Will you ever be the same? Is the ink they left behind still running through your veins? Have you ever had your heart tattooed with anybody's name?
the featured album recorded live in concert, of course. Album called Alive, Baltinget from Denmark. Two tunes, Cavalry Gallop and Reventlo number 15, dating from the end of the 18th century, I think, those two tunes. From a good album, and that's the featured album, of course, today. The last track we'll hear from it. You can find out more about that album and more about the program by going to the website of our program, comealgie.com. That'll tell you all about it. And you can hear the program again. It's recorded there as a listen on demand, or it will be in the next couple of days, this program anyway. And previous programs are available there. You can also go to 2mce.org and find out all about the radio station that we're broadcasting on, Community Radio in the Central West. It's good for you.
The night fell black on a quiet sea. The Birchgrove Park rolled restlessly. A collier on the short run down. Of 14 men, there were eight to drown. A sudden lurch as she slid below, the way that all those colliers go. If homebound men had battened down, there'd be eight good men who would not drown. Oh, Sydney waters are green and cold. Take life from men with a freezing hold. They say that men on colliers drown when cargo rolls not batten down. Oh, glittering lights of Sydney town, still beckoning men as a ship goes down. It is for the love of your winking light that colliers drown on lonely nights. The night fell black on a quiet sea. The Birchgrove Park rode restlessly. A collier on the short run down. Of 14 men, there were eight to drown.
That was composed by Merv Lilly, the husband of Dorothy Hewitt. Birchgrove Park, true story, more or less, sung by a group called 40 Degrees South, a shanty group from Sydney. They used to be the Roaring Forties, now they're not. They're 40 Degrees South. Very talented singers, one and all. We're just about at the end of the program. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for you today, and that you can come and share another program with me in the very near future. I leave you with some music from a group called Nafili, who will give a... Well, Matt Kranich is in it, and he's rather clever. We'll hear The Piper's Chair and The Rose in the Heather. A couple of Irish jigs to end Come All Ye Today. Have a good week. Until we meet again, I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.